welcome to Radio Prague's Mailbox, our weekly program in which we read from your letters and emails. And let's start off with this email from Marty Sultan from the United States.
Do you ever broadcast old Czech music? If so, would you let me know on what days and at what time? Thank you for your response.
In our Encore program, we regularly broadcast and discuss works of Czech classical music composers, but I believe what you have in mind is Czech national and folk music. I'm sorry to say that at the moment we do not have a special feature devoted to that genre, but anyone who's interested in listening to Czech lidovky or traditional songs can tune in to our Czech section's monthly program, Ach Synku Synku. You can write in for the details and frequencies for your part of the world, or look up this mailbox program on the internet, where we'll post the address of the program on the Czech section's website, which is, I'm afraid, too long to spell out on the air. Last week we reported on the sad news that General František Fajtl, a legendary World War II fighter pilot, passed away at the age of 94. And Mike Talbot from the Isle of Man wrote in,
I so enjoyed the Remembering František Fajtl item in today's news. General Fajtl was indeed a giant amongst men who was there to serve his country in its hour of need. It was very appropriate to honour his memory with your tribute.
And on a different note, this email came from Gina Hearn from London.
I have just started to receive your news emails via my boyfriend. We're moving to Prague in December, where he is taking up the post of head of chemistry at the English College in Prague, and I've learned more about Czech news in two of your bulletins than in several weeks of reading the Prague Post, and in better English too. Many congratulations, and I'm greatly looking forward to the next one.
Thank you very much for that, and we hope you will find our news service useful once in Prague too. In response to Ian Willoughby's recent special on a tour around the world conducted in the 1930s by a Czech called Bohuslav Jan Procházka, our listener Mike Šafránek from the United States sent us this.
The round-the-world drive in the Škoda Rapid story of the 28th of September reminded me immediately of the pre-war Lockheed Model 10 Electra, owned and operated by the Batya shoe magnates of the 1930s. What a story this aircraft could tell, if only it could speak. I very much look forward to the telling of this long-dormant tale, because the aircraft still exists here in the US.
Thank you very much for the interesting tip. And Roger Coates from somewhere in cyberspace sent us this.
Your reporter tonight is not very well qualified to comment on political issues, as he seems to believe that the president of Lithuania is hoping to be the next general secretary of the UN.
We sincerely apologize. Of course, we meant Latvia, which, by the way, is called Litva in Czech. The mistake has been corrected on our site, and once again, we apologize. The former Czech president Václav Havel celebrated his 70th birthday last week, and we broadcast two programs dedicated to the occasion, which incited both a positive and negative response among our listeners. For example, Linda Mary Hauptmann and Mary Lou Krennick from the United States joined the well-wishers. Miss Krennick wrote, and I quote, Mr. Havel is a living miracle, surviving many bouts of illness and the years of humiliation and harassment by the communist government. What a remarkable international person he is, the moral conscience of what is decent in any government today. On the other hand, David Eldridge from England sent in a critical email in which he wrote, among other things, that Václav Havel was simply a convenient tool for the United States to use for facilitating the penetration of US capital into Central and Eastern Europe. It is always interesting for us to know your opinions, so please keep those letters coming to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Which are also the addresses for your competition answers. This month's quiz question is quite straightforward. Which US Secretary of State was born in Prague? Your answers should reach us by the end of the month. Thanks for listening, and till next week, bye-bye.